Today's message, it's 1027, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. Time for a look at the water cooler conversations. We had a story, a week or two ago, about the woman that used somebody else's urine.
Oh, that's right.
And gross. It turned out that it was...
They
buzzed her because...
They smoked more drugs than she did.
Right. It was like dirty urine.
Nice work, lady.
And apparently this is a thing, that there's a problem with the whole urine thing, going in and having to, submit your sample. And apparently people are just trying to come up with all kinds of ways to, get out of it. And use somebody else or whatever, and not really sure how this came about, but in Colorado, she was cited by police because she blew up a 7-Eleven microwave.
Ooh, that might happen if you go and heating up a chuck wagon or something.
Or your urine.
Or if you're heating that up.
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't do that at a 7-Eleven?
Exactly. Because that's what happened.
Is that supposed to like boil all the drugs out of it? Or what was the reasoning behind
that?
Well,
see, and what they think is that, what was it? They said that, let me get through the story here because I can't find the
can't
part
focus.
Where they explain it here. Other than they say that it occurred in the store chain's Aurora location last
Good
week.
To know.
When the clerk heard a loud bang. And saw Angelique Sanchez, 26, take a plastic bottle out of the microwave. Because apparently it's like whenever they show you how long you're supposed to put things in for, urine was not on the list.
That wasn't on there. There's not like a preset button that says.
And maybe there should be. Popcorn, urine, reheat.
Don't heat longer than 30 seconds. It'll explode.
And so they see her take a plastic bottle
out
of the
microwave.
Yeah. And a police report says when confronted by the clerk, Sanchez wiped a yellow liquid that smelled like urine onto the floor and walked out.
That makes me gag. So gross.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're getting new microwaves, all of them.
Yeah.
Because not just that one. I want any microwave in the store. Exactly. Because we don't know if she was a previous customer. And the report says an officer found Sanchez about a half mile away at a health clinic. Waiting for a urinalysis for potential employment.
Oh, my Atlanta.
And so the theory is...
When you bring it in boiling hot, they might know something's up.
Well, here's what they're saying. That they're saying that she may have been asked to provide urine at or around body temperature for a drug screening test and nuked her sample to try to warm it up to body temperature.
So gross. Either way.
And
so gross.
I don't even get that. I'm like, what do you mean? Why? Because she peed elsewhere? Because that makes it sound like it's somebody else's pee.
Right. It probably was.
Because otherwise, what do you mean?
And why else would you do that?
Right. Because you just do it there. Oof. So anyway, let that be a lesson.
No, to everyone.
Yeah. Don't. Number one, it doesn't work. Don't try to warm it up to body temperature. She probably said, well, let's see. Body temperature is nice. So I should probably, I'll just put it in for 5 minutes.
We'll see. Nobody's that dumb.
Well, she is. there you go. That's a look at the water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.